Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Alpharetta, Georgia, it's time for Alpharetta Business Radio, spotlighting the area's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Chris Dekol, here with Alpharetta Business Radio. We have in studio with us three great guests. Our first one is Tracy Solheim, who is an author of, well, it looks like, I think they call them romance novels, but they look like just just steamers to me. You ought to see the covers on these things. Playboy, but for girls.
No. Not that bad.
Trying to sell your book here. Give me a break.
Think Nora Roberts. How about that?
All right. And then we have Emily Christie, who is with Mama Bake Safe Cakes, which we will have a great time talking about, a very unique service that she provides. We have Chad Davis with Regis, and they're our landlord. We have one of our studios. In fact, we have a couple of our studios in their shop, and they do a fantastic job with what is it now, Chad? Something like 1,500 units all over the world, and about 31 in Atlanta. And you have what, 800,000 square feet under management here?
That's correct. Happy to have you here.
Great. Well,
glad to have a home game.
Great. All right. So let's get started. I want to start with you, Tracy.
Sure.
You know, looking at your bio and stuff, it said that you've been doing this since, you were in the fourth grade?
Sure. Yeah, I started writing books in the fourth grade just for my friends and my family. And then I would be watching TV, and I'd rewrite some of the scripts for my favorite TV shows. Unfortunately, they never sold, so I'd be a lot richer and more famous by now if I had been that successful back then. But.
Well, you've got two books. I found one, I think, on Amazon.
Yeah, yep. They're actually Game On, the book that's coming out next week, is on Amazon. And then the second book, Foolish Games, comes out December 3rd. There's actually a third book that will be coming out in May of 2014.
Wow. So you're a prolific writer.
When I first started, before you're under contract, you're writing kind of for yourself and kind of to get yourself published, and it's a little more fun at that point. And then you get a contract, which is what you dream about, but then it becomes work, a lot of work. And fortunately, I have a very forgiving family because I spend a lot of time in my office. You never know when the writing bug is going to hit you, and you've got to write at that point. So.
Yeah. Having never, been an author, as all my English teachers will, heartily attest, does this just kind of come to you naturally? Is it something that has to get out? What's that like?
I think it is. I really do. I talk to other writers, particularly, writers of fiction, and we joke about having voices in our head. But you do. You see something on television that sparks an idea, and these things just kind of come to fruition. Now, it doesn't mean the whole book is playing in your head. You have to sit down and start to write, and I'm one of those, my family always jokes about this term, but it's called a pantser, basically someone who gets an idea and sits down and writes by the seat of my pants. Now, midway through the book, I may come up with something that, I'll realize, oh my gosh, I've got to wrap this up, and I've got to come up with an ending, and then you kind of start to plot it out, and then you go back and rewrite. But I think watching, particularly having two children who are more science math kids, it's kind of funny. It comes more naturally to me, and they get frustrated because it does. But
they have a different skill set.
They do, and more power to them because they'll probably make more money.
Well, that's probably what several of the best-selling authors today said.
You
don't know what is going to catch on, but if you keep at it and you love to do it,
Well, and the same with this book. You talk about it being steamy. I mean, that cover that Rita Franges, who's the director, the art director at Penguin, put on there. It's, it's got a pretty provocative cover. It's a gentleman without his football jersey on and, just his football pants. And part of that is because I'm a new writer. I'm a debut. No one knows that name unless they were looking, researching Capitol Hill reports from 20 years ago. They're not going to know who this is.
Well, you were writing fiction for sure. You
know, well, there's a lot of joking about that. We talk about that a lot. But so, you know, this book is coming out in the era of, I called it the summer of 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, everybody's looking for something provocative. Now, what's between the pages is more of a mystery kind of thriller. There is a romance in there, but the cover doesn't always, you know. Some people, I think, will buy it for the cover and hopefully won't be disappointed.
Well, they'll appreciate the literary quality.
I hope so. It's gotten some pretty good reviews. Yeah. So
you started out, you know, and you knew all along you wanted to be a journalism major.
I did. I went to journalism school undergraduate. I wrote for local papers. I've written for national magazines. I also worked for NBC Sports for a time. And then I kind of landed on Capitol Hill. It was a good paying gig. I was writing congressional reports and testimonies, and some of them are actually bestsellers, believe it or not. People still go back and read some.
Well, people love fiction.
I'm telling you. But, you know, then at the time, I was kind of a harried working mom, and the writing kind of went by the wayside. So I kind of got into reading, and reading at that point, I didn't want anything stressful or too angsty because I had a stressful job and two kids, and a Defending Jacob or a Gone Girl was just a little too crazy for me. It would make me too anxious. So I fell into reading romance. And then when I eventually got into writing, they say write what you know. So I had a pretty strong background in that, having read that so long. And I decided to write that for that reason, but also because it's a $1 billion industry. And to be honest with you, it is the biggest, particularly after this past summer with 50 Shades of Grey, it's the biggest market. And if I'm going to write, I'm going to chase the dollar. I mean, that's just what it's about. So,
yeah. So, do you work with aspiring artists or, you know, authors now to inspire them and give them pointers?
Well, we all are kind of en masse. You know, I have several critique partners. One who is very successful, indie published. She went the other route and put her books online through Amazon and is quite successful. And another who, you know, we all started at the same time. She's shopping a book now. Hopefully we'll get picked up here pretty soon. But the group we belong to here in Georgia is the Georgia Romance Writers, and it's a chapter of the Romance Writers of America. And that's what they do. We all kind of work together as a group and go to classes on craft and interconnect with one another and meet agents and things like that. So you have to stick together as a group. And I think becoming a published author, that's something that I would always want to pay forward and give back to the people, the authors. Several are New York Times best-selling authors who have helped me. So I think you pay it forward as you go along, and that's the way I would approach it.
How would you help somebody that's an aspiring writer? You obviously had some, you know, high-powered people in the New York Times and whatever, mm-hmm, help you. You know, how does somebody like that help a aspiring writer?
Well, a lot of times it's more with teaching them with craft. You know, what to do to write a book, how to articulate your voice in your writing. Then I think you also have to tell people, my main rule is, I get a lot of people come up to me and say, oh, I want to write a book. I'm like, well, that's fabulous. You can't say you want to write a book. You have to get your butt in the chair. And that's the hardest part. I always say, for me, the easiest part was writing the book because I love to do it. But for people who are aspiring writers, they've got to write. They've got to write every day. They've also got to read. Like I said before, I knew my genre. I had been reading it forever, and I knew what was selling out there. I knew who was selling it. So you have to approach it like a business, too, because it is your business. You have to know what's going on in the industry.
You can't sit down and write.
I mean, there's a lot of people who do just for the joy of it, and that's wonderful. But if you want to be successful in this business, you've got to know the business before you get into it. You've got to know what's selling. You've got to know who's selling. And you've got to have your book be in the best shape that it can be. And I think that's what I constantly tell new writers is not only be writing every day, but be reading as well, because you've got to know what's going on.
Do you pick up style points or, you know, ideas from how other people have written their stories?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, you don't want to chase a trend, but I think by reading other writers, and I read a variety of different writers. Some are much more prosaic, which I am not. I write more like a journalist. But
what does that mean?
I think I'm not so much tied to writing fancy words and describing things overly. My descriptions and my voice is very active. It's kind of, this is what's going on, and I don't get into all of the flowery stuff. I tell there are other writers out there who do that very well. They do it much better than I would do it. So if they're successful in that, I tell them to go ahead and follow that, because there's a market for that as well.
Wow. Any advice you would give somebody who would like to emulate you and write for somebody like Penguin and get a contract and be a contract author?
Well, I think the best thing to start doing is to write and to develop your craft. You need to also go out and network and find writing groups. Georgia Romance Writers is a great one to start with. They're not all romance writers. There are men in the group that write mysteries. It just happens to be an organization that brings in a lot of talent and a lot of agents and publishers that will come in and give craft classes. There's also many organizations here in Atlanta where you can go, writing groups and libraries, and just go to as many that you can, network and find out what other people are doing and what's selling. And then again, read. I mean, you don't have to read everything in your genre. You can read other things that are top bestsellers just to get some ideas of great writing, but you also have to be persistent, and you have to know what this business is doing on a day-to-day basis. It's evolving with all the indie publishing, and Penguin is being bought out by Random House, making the Big Five now the Big Four. It's an industry that's kind of coming together and becoming a little tighter. Yeah,
and it really is.
Which can be a little intimidating. For someone. But there's also that whole, like I mentioned before, the indie side, where people can write their book, get it edited, and post it on Amazon and, you know, sell copies. That side involves a lot of PR. If you're willing to do your own publicity, if you're willing to get out there and go on social media, which is huge right now for getting a book published, then that may work too. And it's working quite successfully for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you attract the attention of Penguin?
Basically, in this business, if you want to get with one of the big four or five, what they are now, you have to have an agent. That's like dating. I mean, you've got to go out and query people and send your book out and get rejected and find someone. And it was... For me, I was very lucky. I happened to be stranded. It wasn't lucky that day. I was stranded 8 hours in the Shreveport Airport with a woman who was an agent with one of the big agencies, which actually happens to be here in Madison, Georgia. But Melissa Jaglinski, at the end, agreed to be my agent, which was kind of good because her other option was probably
and
to get a...
And how much rum did that take?
I was going to say, her other option was to get a restraining order, because I was really, you know, kind of... stalking her, but it's been great because she's one of the top agents in the business, and it's
luck. Right here in Madison, Georgia.
Madison, the Knight Agency, Deirdre Knight, they're huge nationally and internationally. Big films, books, all genres, they're great. And again, it's luck. A lot of this business is luck. I mean, this book, because of the 50 Shades of Grey and the market, the romance market expanding, they were taking new authors last year, which is, you know, they might not have been the year before in the genre that I'm writing. So I kind of lucked into it.
So you really have to work it like a business, and you have to make the connections and know, what are you trying to accomplish, have a vision for it, and then pursue it doggedly.
Right. And the same with writing the book. I mean, I approach it like a business. I have an office in my house, and I get up in the morning, I get my daughter off to school, I do what I've got to do, and then I'm down there by 10 o'clock, and I'm working all day as it's a business, whether I'm writing or whether I'm marketing. And if you want to be successful, you have to do that. And all the big-name authors will tell you that.
So... if people want to buy your book, how do they do that?
Well, right now it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's and all the indie book sites, the online booksellers. You can go to my website, which is www.tracysolheim.com.
How do you spell Solheim?
S-O-L-H-E-I-M, as in Maryland, as in Solheim Cup. How about that? And on there, there's a link to the pages or to the books, and it has all the links to buy it. It will go on sale in paperback form on Tuesday, May 7th. Read It Again Books, which is in Johns Creek. It's in that kind of Johns Creek, Suwannee merging area right there on 141. in the Kohl's Shopping Center. They actually already have 100 copies that they're waiting to break open. There's a line for them already, just from my neighbors, you know. And then we'll also, the following day, May 7th or May 8th, I'll be signing books at Jackie's Embroidery, which is in the Flynn Shopping Center where McGinnis Ferry meets Windward Parkway. And Read It Again will be there selling books. So they can, and if you want it in ebook form, you can get it on Amazon now. Yeah.
For your, you know, your reader.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's been great having you on.
Well, it's been great to be here. I appreciate you having me.
Great. You know, can you remain for our next guest?
I would love to.
Well,
I love cake.
Okay. Well, hello, Chad.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm glad to have our landlord here. You know, it's always nice, you know, to know that they're not ready to throw us out just yet.
You're taking good care of your office. We appreciate it.
Well, you take great care of us. So, which is what I wanted to talk about. You know, these are, you know, commonly called, you know, like executive suites and things like that.
Correct.
I know this one has some big tenants in here that, you know, they really are running companies out of here, not just little, you know, one man shops. I mean, there's some pretty good sized operations in here.
Correct.
You know, why do people do things that way as opposed to going out and renting some of the, you know, the miles of, you know, open space that are available in Atlanta?
Right. What you see here in this center is kind of typical across the world as far as what we do. You've got startup companies and corporate accounts all mixed together in an area where everything's here for them. Their furnishings are here. We have conference rooms. We have bathrooms, kitchens, everything a person would need to start a business and or run a business. So it's a great tool for everybody to run their business.
Yeah. For an individual who is trying to start their business, how do the costs of something like this compare, let's say, with doing it, you know, if you were, you know, another way? I mean, what do you avoid? You know, what's the advantage of being in Regis?
Well, what we offer is more of a short-term or startup plan where somebody can sign for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and get their business up and running and see how that goes with their marketing plan versus a standard sublease where you may have to sign a 10 or 20-year agreement. You also have to purchase all your furniture. You've also got to pay for all your utilities. We just require a small two-month down payment that gets you in and gets you up and running with your business. There's low startup costs, and it lets you come in and get your business rolling.
Yeah, what kind of infrastructure do you provide besides just the office?
Yeah, every center has $250,000 infrastructure where we've got all the IT and phones set up. So some people may only work via their cell phones. That's great. If we have teams coming in with lots of IT people who do all their business via the internet, we've got everything in the center where they can rely on us for all their IT needs. So we can take care of every customer.
Telephone, the whole works.
Absolutely.
Turnkey.
Absolutely.
Even desks and credenzas and all that sort of stuff.
Whatever you need. Yeah. We're here. We want you to come in and be able to work your way. Plug and play.
So if you're a part-timer, if you work 3 days a week at this, is this a good deal for you?
Absolutely. I mean, say you're a traveling salesperson or you're someone who clients don't come to, you go out and seek out your business or go see your clients. We provide a place for you to have a full-time office where you have your mail sent here, you office out of the center. You may need a conference room, a meeting room anywhere all over the city or all over the world. We also have clients who have virtual offices with us. They may only use the office, like you said, a couple of days a week, a couple of days a month even. They're out traveling. They're out seeking business, marketing, working with their customers outside of the center. We provide a home base for them. You know, we'll answer your phones 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday. We'll give you a place to have your mail sent. We'll also give you a place to office when you need it. So we've got the full-time office clients and the virtual plans that work for everybody.
So, yeah, if you need to be in here 3 days a month, like a consultant, perhaps meeting with a client, you can bring them in, have a great office. You know, you can walk in and it'll be, you know, first class.
Absolutely.
You know, if you need PCs or, you know, hookups, or if you need printing, you have printers and things like that too, I guess.
Absolutely. It's a world-class business center anywhere you go.
You know, you can have packages delivered, you know,
absolutely,
the whole thing. I mean, you know, so, you know, you can even do it as, you know, like a traditional mail service.
Absolutely. We have agreements that are called Mailbox Plus agreements, which a lot of people start out with. Basically just gives you an address for your business, gets you out of the home, separates the business in the home. Have your mail sent to us. We'll be your agent. Sign for your packages. If you happen to get a large package or anything you're waiting on, call us. Hey, has my check come in yet? If you get a package, we sign for it. We automatically email and let you know that that's here waiting on you.
So it's really a great service, great business. Yeah. Now, if I were to travel somewhere else in the country or the world, mm-hmm. how does being a member of Regis help me?
All of our clients have a different level plan, a Business World plan, either a Blue, a Gold, Platinum, or Platinum Plus. All of those plans give you access to the business lounges at every Regis in the world. So you are traveling in Chicago, L.A., Stockholm, Tokyo, wherever you happen to be. Rather than looking for a Starbucks, look for a Regis. We have everything you need above the coffee, the tea, water. We also have a business lounge for you, place to do your work. The Wi-Fi is all included. So look for a Regis, show your card at the reception desk, and you can come in and have unlimited access to the business lounge in that center.
Just like you were in your office back here in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
So, you know, with today's global business and people trotting everywhere to do business and being very international, it gives you flexibility we've really never had because, I mean, the world's getting to be pretty virtual.
Absolutely. And you're used to your home center. You've got two client service representatives up front. You have a general manager who runs a center. Anywhere you go, everything is going to be set up in the same footprint, so you know where your business lounge is. You know where the kitchen is. You know where the conference rooms are. You know how to make the reservations for your meeting and conference rooms online. You have your own account. So anything you need to do, anywhere all over the world, Regis is your way to do it.
And it just follows you around, and, I mean, there's no hassle. It's like, let's go in and do business, and that, you don't have to worry with it.
Absolutely. We'll take care of the behind the scenes. You go out and make money and run your business.
Wow. That's a great advantage for an entrepreneur. I mean, when you think about what it would cost you in just IT support, mm-hmm. Hassle, trouble, expense. I mean, boy, I mean, that takes a lot off of somebody that's trying to run a business, get it started, and make it go.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Now, how do you compare to other people that are similar to you? What makes you stand out in this industry?
Well, first and foremost, we are the world's largest and the leader in what we do. Nobody has close to the footprint that we have. So you're not going to be able to you're going to be able to go with Regis anywhere over the world and find a place to work. Some of the others do the same things. They do it very well. They don't have the IT infrastructure. They don't have the customer service. They don't have the locations that we have to offer over the world. So, you know, you're going to be with Regis. You're going to be with the best. You're going to expect the best, and you're going to be able to work the best and you know, do your thing.
And if you're dealing with clients, bringing them in, you have confidence that it's going, no matter where you go, it's going to be a first-class experience.
Absolutely. The customer service, the training, everything is done the same all over the world. So you're going to have, the Regis experience and be able to work your way, like I said.
And what size offices can you provide for a client?
You know, we've got some centers that have offices that are 70 square feet, and then the suites and the conference room, training rooms go all the way up to over 1,000 square feet. So depending on how many people you've got, your budget, we'll be able to find a place for you to come in and get to work.
How about larger companies that you sort of, they have, they bring in a tiger team mm-hmm. to tackle some particular project, and they need 30, desks.
Right.
Do you handle that kind of situation?
Absolutely. We can find a location in their area that will work for their need.
And you'll set it up, and all they have to do is show up and show off.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's great. I like that.
Yeah. Well, we market too. Yeah. That's really great. So if people want to find out more about Regis, how do they do that?
Our website is www.regis.com. That's REGUS.com. I'm local here in Atlanta. They can look for me, Chad Davis. I can be your one-stop shop for office needs all over the world. So happy to answer any questions anytime.
And a phone number?
My local number is 678-643-2229. I office out of the Johns Creek area, but we do have 31 locations in metro Atlanta and, like you said, Chris, 1,500-plus all over the world. So we can take care of you anywhere you need to be.
With any requirement that you have.
Absolutely. Call and we'll find it.
Just so long as I'm not going to put in a chicken plucking plant. I actually had a friend of mine, and actually somebody that worked for me, whose husband went around setting up the things that, you know, they're like a machine that takes a chicken from being a live chicken on one end to a wrap package on the other, and they would install these things in trade show halls all over the world to demonstrate these things. You know, if you've never been to the chicken show in Atlanta, well, you know, depending on your predilection, you may not want to go, but it's amazing what goes on out in this world. So as long as they're not bringing that here, we're okay, right?
That'd be a good way to empty out a center very quick.
Okay. Well, can you hang on for our last guest?
Yeah.
Great. Well,
thank you. Appreciate you having me, Chris.
Great.
Thank you.
Our next guest is Emily Christie with Mama Bakes Safe Cakes. You're welcome, Emily.
Thank you so much. I've learned so much in the first two guests.
You'll need to get a little closer to our mic there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're let me tune you up a little bit here.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's not your fault. You know, we just we just have to punch this up so everybody can hear you, and we get a great show out of this. So, tell me about Mama Bakes Safe Cakes. What is that, and how did you get mixed up with something like that?
is
opposed to like a nuclear Twinkie, or what have we got here?
That's great. My daughter was born with multiple life-threatening food allergies, and so it was very, very, very hard, almost impossible, to find foods that she could eat. So what we did, and we went through an elimination diet and diagnosis and blood tests and skin tests and all of that. And we ended up, even with all of that, we still ended up at the ER when she was 18 months old. Excuse me. And it's just really hard out there. You know, there's so many food allergies in the world now, especially in this country. And so what we do, our focus is cakes, because it's really hard to go to a birthday party, for example, and if your kid has food allergies, you can't have the cake.
Well, and what are typical foods that people are, you know, have an allergy to? I mean, and how does that allergy affect them?
The typical food allergies are the top eight. There's like wheat/gluten, eggs, dairy, which is all milk products from cows and goats and other species, like sheep. Is what I was trying to think. I was like, wait, where's the other one? Sheep. Okay. And then there's tree nuts, peanuts, eggs, shellfish, and I'm leaving one out. I'm sorry.
If you've got it, you probably recognize it.
Anyway.
What happens when somebody has an allergy to one of these or several of them?
That's anaphylactic shock.
That's like a bee sting thing that we all know about where people can't breathe and all that kind of thing.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so they basically go into shock, and then if they don't get the correct medicine in time, then they can die.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no kidding. And you don't always know. I mean, you know, even with our packaging and, you know, labeling, yeah, you know, if it's at a birthday party or something, you don't know what's in a cupcake or something else, do you?
Right. So it's best just to avoid if you don't know what's in a product. But we do at Mama Bake Safe Cakes, which is the company that I founded and I own, is that we make birthday cakes and specialty cakes. And every day we have cupcakes in our shop as well if you just want to come and try some. They're amazingly delicious. We have... we make these cakes so that we exclude the allergens so that everyone can have the birthday cake.
And it still tastes great.
Or celebration cake. Yeah, they're fantastic. I've had so many people, and this is my favorite compliment. We can't even tell that you left it out, you know. So,
now, what's the secret to doing that? I mean, you know, obviously the big food companies just loaded up with, you know, all sorts of things. You know, what, you know, is this something you went to like Betty Crocker cookbook, found a recipe for? How did you find this?
No, I played and I experimented and I had fun. You know, we were in a bad situation. I was like, well, let's have some fun and find something that's good to eat. So that's what I did. And I just took different ideas that I found in different places, different cookbooks, you know, and I just messed around in the kitchen and I had a great time and I have an amazing product to show for it.
Wow. And how long have you been running this as a business now?
We started last year. we did farmers markets, and so what we heard over and over was, you got to get your own place. We want to come. We want more from you. So that's what we did. And we have our own dedicated algae-friendly, algae-aware facility at 5725 North Commerce Court, Suite 250 in Alpharetta. And you can come on by and check it out.
Yeah, and you know, what products do you have? I mean, are they like a traditional bakery or on display, or do you make them, you know, custom, or how does this work?
We do custom cakes for like birthdays and celebrations of all different kinds. We can do different shapes. We have some pictures up of cakes that we've done on our website and on our Facebook page. We post our menu actually on Facebook and Twitter every single day because we have cupcakes every day. And we have different flavors. We're actually in the process of debuting a new different flavor every week. So every Wednesday is new flavor day, and you can come and try a cupcake version of that flavor. And if you happen to like whatever cupcake is your favorite, then you can get like a birthday cake version of that, and we can decorate it up for you and make it pretty. And we do a lot of kids' cakes because allergies are becoming more prevalent in the younger generations. So we also do pizza kits on Fridays, which I love. I have fun doing the pizza kits because two of the big things I missed were cakes and pizzas. So when we were going through all this in the beginning, so that's what I made. I also do donuts on Saturdays.
I know there are kids out here now that are saying, yeah!
Absolutely. I have so many kids who come in and they've never had a cupcake, or they've never had a donut, or they've never had, any of these things. And it's really amazing. I've actually cried with some of the moms and like hugged them because they're just so happy and excited that they were able to come into a bakery that they've never been able to do and have something that is safe for them. Because these kids, they don't get to eat normal food. You know, this is something that most people take for granted every day. You know, they just, you know, if their lives are not affected by food allergies, then they can just walk in anywhere and get anything.
It doesn't matter,
that
you
they
need
like.
Anything and not think about it.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, with the food allergies, you have to be so careful because one wrong bite and.
Yeah, you could be in the emergency room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Life threatening condition.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really pretty amazing when you think about it. I mean, you have to be so careful. I mean, even to the point on, as we all know, on the planes, trying to get a package of peanuts, was nearly impossible. Just, one of those great big giant things they give you that weighs about a quarter of an ounce. Maybe in the air is enough to trigger this in some people that are so sensitive to it.
Yes, because peanuts and nuts become aerosolized in the packaging. So when you open it up, little particles spread out into the air. And then if that person inhales the particles, then they don't even have to consume it. They can just inhale it. And that's what happens in very sensitive individuals. Not every allergy is like that. There's allergies are like a spectrum. So you can be like hypersensitive and have something aerosolized and then go into anaphylactic shock from that. Or you can be fine with that and it only bothers you if you ingest it. Other people have like contact allergies where if they were to, I know a customer, his mom was explaining to us if her daughter even touched milk, she would go into anaphylactic shock. Now, that one's pretty rare. It's usually when you ingest milk, but it does happen. Different people have different reactions, and that's really important to remember when you're dealing with food allergies.
Gosh. Yeah. So in terms of cost, what's the cost difference between buying one of these, hypoallergenic products of yours versus one in a bakery? Is yours vastly more expensive, or how does it compare?
No. Well, we try to keep our prices as low as possible, even though our flours cost seven times the amount of normal flours, for example, because we make some changes. Like our our facility is not located in a prime location and it's not super fancy because we're keeping the cost low so that we don't pass that on to the customer because, you know, nobody wants to pay, you know, $5 for a cupcake.
And they may already have some very substantial medical bills from some of these, you know, allergies as well.
Right, absolutely. So our prices are what you'd walk into a normal bakery and find. Our prices are very competitive with normal bakery prices. And that's something that we really wanted to do because so often, you know, with the specialty foods, it costs so much more. And so we just try very hard to keep our costs low. I was actually thinking about at first running my business as a charity, but having already founded and run a charity before this,
oh,
I was like,
right?
that's so hard. I don't think
what,
I'm going to do
that. What charity was that?
That was the Ahimsa House. And you can find out more information about that at ahimsahouse.org. It's ahimsahouse.org. And that is an organization that helps domestic violence victims and their pets reach safety together.
I'm familiar with one of them in Cumming, I think. It's, you know, there's one, or up towards Dahlonega, there's one up around, you know, Hans House, but, you know, there's an organization like that, you know, and, you know, I talked to them at some length about the problems they deal with, and, I mean, it's a badly needed charity that people should get behind.
Thank you, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, you're you call it an entrepreneur, I guess.
Yes.
So you saw a need and you filled it with, you know, your nonprofit, and you had obviously a need very close to home, and you know, next thing you know, you're in another business.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, but that's just what I do. Somehow I have to take all of these bad experiences happen to me and turn them around and make them positive experience. And then the way that I do that is I help other people through the organizations and companies that I make. Because what I've found, you know, just living life is that nobody goes through something alone. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've had an experience, then chances are hundreds of other people have had that same, well, not exactly the same, but a very, very similar experience. Mm-hmm. Nobody is alone in this life.
Yeah, and, you know, people need to help each other because if we don't, who will?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in this together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we're all on the same little round ball spinning through space together, although we seem
absolutely
not realize that.
Yes, and every action that we do impacts somebody else.
That's right. So if people want to find out about your safe cakes,
yes,
you know, pizzas, you know, for all you kids out there.
Donuts.
And donuts.
Cookies.
Can you give us that information again?
Yes, it's mamabakessafecakes.com. And our phone number is 770-664-5638. We are at 5725 North Commerce Court, Suite 250 in Alpharetta.
Well, thank you so much, Emily. And
thank
you.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been great having you. And for all of you people out there who have allergies, which I think encompasses about half of Atlanta of some kind, you'll be glad to know that there's somebody out there that has a solution for your food allergy.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Well, that's the end of our show today. If you have a company that is interesting, that has a great story to tell, has a great service, we'd like to hear from you. Send us a note at chris@businessradiox.com. We'll take a look at it, and if it meets our editorial requirements, we'll get you on and would love to know about anybody that, you know, if you're not one, if you know somebody that is, we'd like to find out about them and have them on.